This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones.
We are now inching closer and closer to truth and to justice, and we're holding those that abuse power accountable. For 2 years on this program, we have watched a political persecution, all based on lies and a hoax driven by anti-Trump hatred, and literally wrecking the very fabric of our society. We have massive developments tonight on many fronts. The Attorney General Barr went before the Senate Appropriations Committee today, and the boomerang I've been telling you about is now in motion. It is headed right back in the direction I told you it would head. And we also have a brand new, just released today, closed-door testimony from the General Counsel of the FBI under Comey. And it is full of massive examples of upper echelon FBI DOJ abuse of power. And also, just breaking moments ago, multiple outlets, including the Wall Street Journal, reporting Greg Craig, the White House counsel for Barack Obama, expects to be indicted over his work in Ukraine. We'll have more on that in a moment. Also, we begin with our Hannity Truth Watch with a question. How did all this happen? How did it all begin? We've got to get to the bottom of this, or we will never have equal justice and equal application of our laws, future elections, and yes, potential presidential deep state coups will occur. Now today, the Attorney General, he delivered a bombshell development during his testimony before the Senate Appropriations Committee. Exactly what we've been telling you for over 2 years is true. Take a look.
Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me.
The question is whether it was predicated, adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that. I think it's my obligation. Congress is usually very concerned about intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies staying in their proper lane, and I want to make sure that happened. We have a lot of rules about that. And I want to say I've said I'm reviewing this. I haven't set up a team yet, but I have in mind having some colleagues help me pull all this information together and let me know whether there's some areas that should be looked at.
This is downright scary. Every single American, it's not political. It's not Democrat, Republican, blue, red. It's not about politics. We give our law enforcement officials, our intelligence officials, the most powerful tools of intelligence. They are never to be weaponized against we, the American people, much less a political campaign at the height of an election or to undo an election. Where are all these civil libertarians on the left? Where are the liberals calling for investigations? You got Nadler, Schumer, Blumenthal. They're freaking out tonight. They're calling the Attorney General. They're calling on him to retract his truthful remarks. They clearly can't handle the truth. Speaker Pelosi said Barr was off the rails. Imagine, Pelosi said that about someone else. Funny.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing that the chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails. He is the Attorney General of the United States of America, not the Attorney General of Donald Trump.
Well, apparently she and other Democrats, they don't want Barr to perform the proper oversight and follow the law and the DOJ and the FBI, which is his job. They who advanced the Trump witch hunt, they who lie for years, are exposed as the frauds that they are. They don't want the truth. And the mainstream media, they're trying their very best to play down all the bombshells we have tonight. Washington Post fake conservative writer Jennifer Rubin actually calling on Barr to be impeached. Her fellow far left conspiracy sycophants at MSNBC, tinfoil hat conspiracy theory MSNBC, fake news CNN, also trashing the Attorney General. Gee, they didn't do that to Rod Rosenstein or Mueller. Take a look.
I spy an attorney general giving credence to conspiracy theories. It feels like that basically the attorney general gaslit the country.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got one hell of a Friday, April 12, 2019 global broadcast for you and your family today. Again, thank you for joining us. We are going to lay out the incredibly historic developments that are unfolding and the fact that Trump has no choice but to go after the arrogant, hateful, anti-American globalist swamp that has infested not just our nation, but the world. And the fact that the crimes committed by the security state, controlled by the Democrats, are so massive that it will either destroy this nation and enslave the world, or their corruption will bring them down. And, of course, you're noticing that everything we've talked about, everything we've broken down, everything we've laid out is coming out in the open. It's not coming true. It didn't become real because we said it was so, like Oprah Winfrey says. It was true when I said it 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, a month ago, a week ago, a day ago, an hour ago, that InfoWars is the leader in freeing America, that InfoWars is the leader in exposing globalism, that InfoWars is the leader on studying real politics and geopolitical systems and these private corporate intelligence agencies and how they operate. We live in the real world. We don't get directed by the nightly news on what to cover. We make the news. And over again, we're patient zero. We're ground zero for bringing down the globalists, and they know it. And I'm not bragging when I get up here and I say that. I'm trying to explain to people why we're the target. If we were a weapon system against the globalists, we're the weapon system that continues to cause the chain reactions, that continues to defeat them. And I can definitely tell you, sitting back now, the world understands false flags. The world understands subterfuge and geopolitical manipulations, and they understand how globalism operates. And they understand the constant staged events that Democrats and deep staters are involved in, and now the people are healthy skeptics again, many of them. That's more than half the population is somewhat awake. The problem is a good third of people are cult members and are going to follow the establishment down any rat hole. They're going to execute whatever they're told. They're going to believe whatever new delusion they're given. And they believe red-blooded Americans that believe in God and country and family and free market and hard work, what made this country great, they have been taught and believe that we are the enemy, period. And so we're all going to have to sit here and discuss and debate what we're going to do to counter these individuals. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play some of the clips of the deep state, now spinning things out of control, saying that that the Attorney General is insane and that there was no spying on candidate Trump, President Trump. But that's all admitted. And we're going to go over the admissions of that. And we've got all the clips of Chucky Schumer saying the intelligence agencies have 7 ways from Sunday to get back at you. And we've got Mudd saying the intelligence agencies are going to kill the president. And we've got all the different newscasts where they said we were spying on them. The intelligence agencies know they're Russian agents. And then we have them going and getting the fake FISA warrants. And now we have Congressman Nunes, the Republican leader on the Judiciary Committee, coming out. I'm going to play this clip in a moment. And we have him coming out again on Hannity, the only big national mainstream show that really 100% focuses on this. Tucker does a great job as well, but Hannity just absolutely has the right instincts to stay on this all the time. Because this is the attempted coup against not just the president, but America trying to get our country back. And here's Nunes saying the spying was going on in 2015. He's on the committee, the intelligence committee. He's able to see this information. It's the intelligence committee. He is able to know what's really going on, but then he can't tell the public because it's classified. So they all know. But see, the globalists were so arrogant that we reverse engineered everything they were doing by studying how they'd done it before in this country, how they'd done it in other countries, and what their own statements were. Remember the key to this. As heard it saying before Trump even got elected, past activity is the best indicator of future behavior. And the deep state is constantly spying on political candidates and public figures. And we can see them leaking information on Trump and twisting that information. That was a critical part of all this. But then once President Trump was president-elect, they openly said, in fact, I'm going to pull these articles back up. Let me think if I can give you the exact article off the top of my head. New York Times, Washington Post, they all wrote them, CNN. Obama tells the New York Times there is evidence of Trump wrongdoing and that information is being given to the press before he leaves office to stop Trump. And you can pull up the articles where Obama, evidence of Trump wrongdoing has been gathered by the White House and will be given to the press. That was in the news. I read those headlines. They were spying on the president. And then we really knew they were scared. We really knew that there was a problem with the establishment and that they'd gotten caught with their hand in the cookie jar, the way they then insanely started saying, we never said there was any spying. We never said that there was any surveillance. It's no such thing. Alex Jones made it up. When they'd all been admitting it. I'd love to tell you that I am a clairvoyant who has a crystal ball and I just magically knew all this stuff exactly as it came out. The criminals in the government told you they were doing it. I went and researched the way they could do it, the only ways they could carry it out. And sure enough, there was the Defense Department budget that Obama put billions into to do everything you've seen. MSNBC, Daily Beast, CNN, Media Matters, they've all been paid Department of Defense and CIA money to do what you've seen the last 2.5 years. It is a scandal. Domestic propaganda with taxpayer money against the people. It doesn't matter if Obama signed an executive order in 2006 legalizing it. Or 2008, excuse me. Time flies. It doesn't matter if right when Obama got into office, he pulled that crap. It doesn't matter if he tried to legalize. In fact, pull up the Washington Post headline. Their sub-magazine publication, Public Affairs, and just type in, Obama legalizes propaganda inside the United States. And it says the CIA to engage in domestic propagandization of the American people. And he put it into executive orders in 2009, and then he expanded it in 2012. And you can go look it up, and there it is, period, done. Over. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. And there's a bunch of other articles, and that's the establishment whitewashing it. Undercover of Christmas, Obama established this controversial anti-propaganda agency before he left office. And now Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal, both of Connecticut, are trying to get it into the new defense budget because the funding ended 2 months ago. And you saw all the massive layoffs when that happened. Well, guess what? We're not funded by breakaway leftists in the CIA or the Carnegie or Ford Foundation or Soros. We're funded by you. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are going to end all of the specials in the next day. I already had to pull 7 or 8 of them because the product sold out. It's called the Super Spring Sale. And all the remaining high-quality supplements are 50 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping. That will end by Sunday, period, because I just got told DNA Force is about to sell out. Super Silver Wound Gel is about to sell out. Hard to believe X2 is close to selling out. X3, so much of the products there. Go read the reviews, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We'll be right back with all the clips and a special guest in studio. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host on this key Friday broadcast. I want you to slow down and be as focused as I can, because what's happening is so momentous that I'm actually getting butterflies and my hands were shaking during the break. That never happens. I've had people put guns to my head and I don't shake. I can get up and speak to 10,000 people, don't get any butterflies. I can watch my newborn child come right out of, you know, their mother, and I'm emotional but in control. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't feel the chill, you're not dialed in. Let me tell you something right now. This planet is going straight to hell with globalists in control of it, with big tech and the Chi-Coms, honcho and things. And once again, America, the battleground of evil and good, is a deciding factor on the future of the nations of the world. And we are coming back from the dead. We've got big problems in the future. But this current big evil wave that was supposed to overtake us is biblically being turned against the enemy right now. And the Lord works in mysterious ways. But the way the deep state, here's the bottom line. The way the deep state arrogantly thought Hillary was going to win for sure, and they didn't cover the tracks for all the election fraud and spying and criminal activity and selling the country out as fast as they could. It's their job to sell it out. It's their job to bring it down. It's their job to demoralize it. They admit it. We know all that thanks to Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks that people in the U.S. government leaked to him, like Snowden. Trump should be giving him a medal. Wouldn't be here right now without Assange. But when freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cry to appease are hung by those they tried to please. Author unknown, written on a cell wall in the Revolutionary War. On a British cell wall by an American patriot. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cry to appease are hung by those they tried to please. But digressing, back to the information, or ending the digression, they arrogantly carried out this entire operation butt naked in front of everybody, and they've got one hope, that you don't have a memory and that Trump doesn't understand how dangerous this is and thinks he can make deals with these people. None of their deals ever stick. Their deals aren't worth the paper they're written on. And Trump and what's left of our good people and our intelligence agencies and our government understands that, and that the country was to be totally sold out, and that Microsoft and Google and Apple have all moved to China. I told you Microsoft had moved there 5 years ago. It all got declassified today. The deal was made under Obama to totally crucify us. The 2 minutes to midnight, God sent Donald Trump. People say, well, he's not even that godly of a man. He sure as hell isn't a hypocrite and doesn't tell you how godly he is, does he? If you ever read your Bible or your history books, you know that usually who ends up coming to save a group of people begging God for help is somebody who isn't perfect. God doesn't tend to send little angel cakes. Moses was going around killing people and beating them to death and strangling people. Think he was a cupcake? Now, These arrogant people are deadly dangerous right now. You can feel the energy. You can see it. They're getting their ass whipped right now. And they can see the knives coming out for them, the fangs coming out, and they are dangerous right now. And people better be praying to God for discernment and better be politically active right now. Because believe me, this country and the world is on a knife's edge. They arrogantly tried to execute this whole criminal operation in front of the world, got caught in the middle of it, continued it. The whole corrupt media got paid by taxpayer money to do it. It's all run still by Obama. Obama and Hillary are still commanding CNN, MSNBC, BuzzFeed. This is all on record. They run them. Why do you think they're all in such precision lockstep with big tech? We're under 21st century corporate attack. And our government and our people don't have the instincts and the guts to legally and lawfully recognize what this is, rebuke it, stand up against it, and remove it. We have no future. Because let me tell you, they're striking back now. And throughout the day, I'll tell you how they're striking back and how I think they're going to strike back next, studying their attack profile. But right now, they're in trouble. And we need to press the attack. This is one incredible time to be alive. Here's a compilation of Mudd, Schumer, Clapper, and others said they're going to remove Trump from office. Then they're going to have a 25th Amendment coup, which we now admit that Rosenstein tried to do. And they got caught. And now the media is saying none of that happened. No spying, no 25th Amendment coup, even though they've been saying we need a national emergency, remove him, 25th Amendment, full page articles in the New York Times. Now suddenly it doesn't exist. Here it is.
Think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
What I'm most interested in is getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started.
If it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place.
And nobody better than Bob Mueller, who is a straight shooter and will not be intimidated by anything.
And if he's fired by Mr. Trump or is attempted to be fired by Mr. Trump, I really hope that our members of Congress, our elected representatives, are going to stand up and say enough is enough and stop making apologies and excuses for things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough, what will... If he's fired, and he's the president of the United States, he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
First of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about. But I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue, that Republicans and Democrats are going to see that the future of this country is at stake and there needs to be some things done for the good of the future.
And they went on in that very same clip we'll play later when we come back to say he'll be gone by December. And then Blitzer says, what, impeachment? And they go, no. And that's the key clip of the whole thing. That's why I'm saving it for you when we come back. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise guest in the studio on the other side. I'll just introduce him when he's here, and you'll understand why. And then we're going to continue back into all this. But you know they're going to strike back. Somebody should be asking, how is the deep state going to strike back? What are they going to do now they've been caught in this massive crime? What are they going to do? That's the $64 trillion question. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Spread those links. Spread the live feeds, your local radio stations. Tell folks how you're listening. That's how we get past the censors. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for auto ship. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he he's a very famous civil rights lawyer, First Amendment lawyer, one of the best in the country. Writes the forewords for major books with some of the top people out there. And we're just very honored to have Norm Pattis in studio with us. He also is representing me in Connecticut on the Sandy Hook anti-free speech suits. But that's not why he's on air today. Doing some research, I happened to notice that he was Candace Owens' lawyer many years ago. You see, I heard her talk about how she was a victim of a racist hate crime. That's right. She was bullied by a bunch of white men who hurled slurs at her and sexually harassed her, reportedly. And the school paid $37,500. And see, Owens is a winner, so she never made a big deal about that. But when she was in Congress just a few days ago, we're going to play that clip coming up, they were trying to call her a Nazi and all this other insane garbage. She pointed out that she'd been the victim of a hate crime. So I went and I search engineered it, and here it is. School pays $37,500 to Owens' family. And then it goes on, and here is the lawyer, Norman Pattis. So this is back in 2008. This is 11 or almost 12 years ago. And so it breaks down exactly what happened to her and the fact that this was actually a real, what appeared to be hate crime going on, and something was done. So, wow, what a crazy world that Norm was already going to be here with us this Friday for some things we're working on in Texas, and then he's right in the middle of this as well, going back 11 plus years ago. So I just wanted to get your take just generally on this and what Candace went through, and the bizarre claim that she's a white supremacist and loves Hitler with an edited tape that a congressman played. They are really getting desperate.
You know, Candace, I'd forgotten I represented Candace Owens until somebody pointed out, you know, that she'd been in front of Congress, and I read the story, and then I had to look the story up myself about the old case. In 2007, she got in a dispute with a classmate when she was a student at Stanford High School. That's on the Gold Coast in Connecticut. One of her classmates was the son of the then mayor, soon to become governor of Connecticut, Dan Malloy. She got in a dispute with some kids, somebody was disciplined, and then they left messages on her phone. She was terrified. She was too scared.
Repeat that without the cuss words, because we had to delay it so radio stations didn't hear it.
They
said, you N-word, we're going to effing kill you.
Yeah, you N-word, we're going to effing kill you. We're going to get you. They made some comments that put her in fear for her sexual safety. So she recorded these and went to the police. The police, we don't know what they did. They appeared to sit on the case out of deference to the then mayor's son. So we sued the school district for not doing enough to protect her. She sat out of class for 6 weeks. They settled the case for $37,500 back in 2008. So she knows what it's like to be singled on account of her gender. She knows what it's like to be singled on account of her race. To suggest that she's a tool for white supremacists is a reach too far, Alex. I don't even know where that comes from. That's crazy.
Well, all she's doing is unifying people. And she talked about in her opening statement, she talked about it when Congressman Liu played an edited tape where she called Hitler a homicidal maniac. She since played the full tape. The full tape was on a TV interview. And then she was saying Hitler was not a nationalist. He was a globalist. He was the one that launched the EU plan. He wanted a worldwide Ubermenschen state. He wasn't a nationalist.
Well, he wanted a nationalist state. He wanted space for Lebensraum, living room for the German people, and that would have.
I guess you could say that he wanted the whole world for
the Third Reich, you know, for the Third Reich. But I mean, Candace,
it's a form of globalism, like radical Islam wants the whole world.
She is not a tool of anybody's interest other than her own.
But I just can't believe they got the nerve, because that crazy guy out in that demon out in New Zealand said he was trolling and then said, I did this for Candace Owens, when all she's trying to do is create unity of people.
I think that's right. She's entitled to speak her mind. People who commit acts of violence, that sort of violence, go wherever they want for inspiration. I mean, are we going to ban Jodie Foster because someone once tried to kill Reagan to impress her? Maybe, you know.
Well, I was on Logan Paul's podcast. It's huge. And YouTube since tried to suppress it and censor it. And I was talking to his crew today. They're fully aware of it. They're going to take action. But it's in the Washington Post, New York Times, you know, take it down. Alex Jones shouldn't be allowed on other shows. They're saying other people shouldn't be allowed to interview me, but CNN and all them can play edited clips, but somebody else can't actually let me be there so people hear who I am instead of who they claim I am. But I was talking to him about this, and his other host kept bringing up, well, what you're saying might make someone angry and do something. Well, that's just the way free speech works. As long as you don't act on something, it doesn't matter. It's legal and lawful. But most of the time, what they say I've said isn't true. Case in point, I've never said that the Sandy Hook parents are trying to make money off all this. I've said the opposite, it's a tragedy. I have said the Democratic Party has seized on it to go after the Second Amendment and First Amendment. I think they're using these families. But the fact that stuff like that gets put in suits when it's not true is really dangerous.
It is dangerous. And I don't understand why you have been banned from speaking. People refer to your speech as hate speech. What you hate is what's happening to this country. Hate comes from fear. Plenty of people are afraid about where this country is headed. Isolating some people and saying they can't speak scares me more than what any particular speaker says. So I think as I've gotten to know you in recent times, what I hear you talking about is a concern that the American people aren't being played straight with. You're asking questions no one else wants to ask. You're coming to conclusions that discomfit some people. So what? If we hadn't done that at the time of the founding, we'd be drinking British tea and saluting a different flag right now. So I don't see anything un-American about what you're doing. What terrifies me is what's being done to you. Deplatformed, isolated, marginalized, because people don't want to hear what you have to say. Free speech is not a crime.
And for those that don't understand it, once you're deplatformed, sure, we're on a bunch of AM and FM stations, TV stations. We're at Infowars.com, but people have to come to Infowars.com to click on the audio, to click on the video. The only way we reach new people is people now hand-sharing it or texting it or emailing it instead of, oh, here's what I really say on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. It becomes popular because people agree and it unifies people. But if they're going to say I'm a white supremacist, they don't want me to be able to respond to their lies and show me at over a dozen Klan rallies that I protested and bullhorned with them threatening to kill me. They need to say I'm a white supremacist and then not let people actually hear the show. Speaking of another so-called white supremacist, yes, they're actually calling her a white supremacist supporter. They're calling Laura Loomer a white supremacist supporter. She's a Zionist, a pro-Israel. Absolutely hates Nazis, had family in the Holocaust. This is how ridiculous the so-called left has gotten. And here's a clip of Candace in Congress 2 days ago.
Today, I received word on my way in that many of the journalists were confused as to why I was invited. And none of them knew that I myself was the victim of a hate crime when I was in high school. That's something that very few people know about me because the media and the journalists and the left are not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype of what they like to see in black people. I'm a Democrat. I support the President of the United States. And I advocate for things that are actually affecting the black community.
Wow. Just incredible.
Yeah, it was an incredible story. What troubled me about it was, it was a politician's son being given special treatment. Dan Malloy, then mayor, went on to become a two-term governor in Connecticut. I don't know if his son was ever held accountable for what he said.
But it's a classic thing. It's a bunch of elitists. It's a bunch of blue bloods. Like when I was around other super rich kids, they were mean to me and other people just because, they were worth, their dad was worth $1 billion and we weren't. I'm not against rich people in general, but there are a lot of snot-nosed blue bloods. She's a good-looking black girl. They harassed her.
Stamford, Connecticut is a special place. If you've never been to the Gold Coast of Connecticut, you ought to come sometime. People out there don't count their money. They weigh it. And Candace was
the richest place in the U.S.
It may be. It may be. I mean, there may be other pockets, but, there's a lot of New York money there. They call it the Gold Coast.
Okay, what might be richer? Areas of San Francisco, maybe areas of
Los Angeles, perhaps.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, the entertainment industry. But there's a lot of finance money, banking money, hedge fund money.
Sure, I mean, the money is in lower Manhattan, but it doesn't live there.
No, that's right. It lives in the Gold Coast.
Norm Pattis, right here in the article, her lawyer. What a small world that Norm Pattis, her lawyer, who had them settle for the hate crime, and a bunch of stuff we can't even get to on air, a bunch of blue bloods literally harassing her at school, on the street reportedly, over her telephone. That's why she had the proof what was ongoing. And, of course, the media is not covering it now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Now, let's be clear. We're not here to the left going, oh, we're sorry we're white. Oh, we're sorry. And so, look, you know, we like Candace Owens. We like Jimi Hendrix. It's that this is who we are. Norm Pattis is a famous liberal. He thinks this is all absolutely out of control. And the left has become a fascist movement. And here is Candace Owens, who's clearly against Nazis, with an edited tape, like they always do. She's played the full tape. We played it earlier this week about how terrible Hitler was, and he wasn't a nationalist. He was this big globalist. He wanted Lebensraum living space. They turned that into an edited tape saying that he was a great guy, just like they did with Congressman King when he was explaining that nationalism is not Nazism. They tried the same little semantical game. So this is how they deceive. They've done it to me. I talk about Hillary Clinton responsible for killing kids in Syria and Libya. They edited it into another tape saying I said that she killed kids in the basement of a pizza place. Then people get pissed at me. That's how deceptive Megyn Kelly is. That's how deceptive these shows are. These are lying crooks. that told you that Trump's a Russian agent and that I'm a Russian agent. They'll do anything. And the question is, now that they've been found out, this is all coming out, what are they going to do next? But here's Kansas. Here's Candace Owens firing back.
And of all the people that Republicans could have selected, they picked Candace Owens. I don't know Miss Owens. I'm not going to characterize her. I'm going to let her own words do the talking. So I'm going to play for you the first 30 seconds of a statement she made about Adolf Hitler.
It's not the first 30 seconds. It's edited. Such a liar.
I agree. I actually don't have any problems at all with the word nationalism. I think that it gets the definition gets poisoned by elitists that actually want globalism. Globalism is what I don't want. So when you think about whenever we say nationalism, the first thing people think about, in at least in America, is Hitler. You know, he was a national socialist. But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. Problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. He wanted to globalize. He wanted everybody to be German, everybody to be speaking German.
All right, so my first question is to Ms. Hershenhoff. Ms. Owens said, quote, if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. The problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. So when people try to legitimize Adolf Hitler, does that feed into white nationalist ideology?
It does, Mr. Liu. I know that Ms. Owens distanced herself from those comments later, but we expressed great concern over the original comments.
They pause.
Thank you.
They pause right there and back it up. 2 seconds. That's what they do. They say Jones now distances himself from wearing Nazi shoes. No, never wore Nazi shoes, didn't have Nazi shoes. A woman from Japan mailed us handmade slippers with a picture of Hillary with a cross through her and a Nazi symbol on her. Okay, that's not being a Nazi. And again, this is how they work. So they say, oh, she's distanced herself now. No, she didn't distance herself. She played the full damn clip. But the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters put out an edited clip, which is what they do. I'm sorry, let's go back to it.
It does, Mr. Liu. I know that Ms. Owens distanced herself from those comments later, but we expressed great concern over the original comment.
And hit pause again.
Great.
That's a little tricky way. You're a lawyer. Maybe you can give it to us in a factual sense or legal sense. To act like, oh, she admits she was guilty, but she distanced herself from the comments, when it's an edited clip out of context that they're projecting their twisted meaning onto. So they're implying, oh, she admits she did it, but she's distanced herself. No, she said you're a fraud. She says you edited it. She says you're a lying pig.
Lawyers have the, whenever a person makes a statement, a lawyer can take that statement and characterize it any way they will. In cross-examination, for example, you can compel a witness to answer yes or no. Truth is often more complicated than that. When you can box a witness into saying something, then you can confront them with that statement. When they try to explain it away, oh, now you're distancing yourself from what you said? No, I never said it that way. But then they will replay the tape, just that isolated statement. Truth is complex. Lawyering is sometimes far simpler than the truth. You've seen it in your own life where isolated comments you've made have been taken out of context and you've been beaten over the head with them. What stuns me is you've been deplatformed or otherwise prevented from having a point of view, as though even if these isolated statements were true, which many of them are, what's the harm in letting people hear them? What's going on? I mean, you know, I don't know if we're going to get to Julian Assange. I was stunned to see him arrested.
We're going to get to it with Paul Watson. I want you to do a segment with Paul, a little bit of the next hour.
Got it.
And we've got a great chili relleno for lunch for you coming.
Yes.
But let's go back to Candace Owens. Here it is.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Owens, I'm sorry. We just started a recording. Would you like time to respond to that?
Yes. I think it's pretty apparent that Mr. Liu believes that black people are stupid and will not pursue the full clip in its entirety. He purposely presented an extracted
witness,
clip.
Witness will suspend for a moment. It is not proper to refer disparagingly or to a member of the committee. The witness will not do that again. Witness may continue.
Sure, even though I was called despicable.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. You didn't listen to what I said.
By the way, people think no one has a memory. Back it up to when she responds. Anybody with an IQ above 70, even below 70, maybe 60, would know that she said, you think black people are stupid, You think they're not going to go look up the actual clip. Obviously, she wasn't defending Hitler, and you know damn well that's the case. But again, this is what they do constantly. They put out a lie, and they repeat it, and then there's Nadler. They called her despicable. But, oh, that's all. That disparage, so they disparage her. She doesn't disparage them. She just says, you must think we're stupid, which they do. The Democrats think they own black people. They used to, so that's why they still think they do. Here it is.
Respond to that.
Yes, I think it's pretty apparent that Mr. Liu believes that black people are stupid and will not pursue the full clip in its entirety. He purposely presented an extracted clip.
Witness will suspend for a moment. It is not proper to refer disparagingly or to a member of the committee. The witness will not do that again.
Okay, pause.
Witness may continue.
Wow. He thinks she's dumb and won't catch it.
Wow. Well, and maybe she should say the committee should be, should stay awake during the testimony. I don't know what Nadler was doing. I didn't hear her call anybody stupid. I heard her say he must think black people are stupid.
That's right. Let's continue.
A whole different kettle of fish. If that were a courtroom, there'd be an objection that mischaracterizes the testimony sustained. But when you're in Congress and you've got the gavel, you can control and bend the truth any which way you want. That was a dishonest move by Nadler. She gets credit, in my view, for calling BS.
That's right. Well, I've sat there in two committee hearings where they're talking about me, saying I'm a criminal, saying I'm a racist, saying I'm a Russian agent. And I'm sitting there, I have to be quiet with cops standing beside me. I have to stand in line for hours before just to get in because, most of the folks don't get in. I sit down in the fifth row, third row, whatever, and they just lie about me, and I don't get to even talk in a committee that's talking about me.
I don't know why they want to manufacture truths that are half-truths, other than the fact that you've become a political token. You're being passed around, and you're being used for purposes that aren't your own.
That's it. They've created this straw man false identity of the bad guy, and I'm like this villain they pass around. And I'm like, will you stop it? And they go, no, shut up. We're using you right now.
I don't understand it. I don't understand the impulse to silence a critic.
You just said it. They've stolen my identity, created this new creature.
Mm.
Here, let's finish with Candace.
The witness will not do that again. Witness may continue.
Wake up, Chairman.
No, I was called despicable.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. You didn't listen to what I said.
Oh, I don't care. I don't have to listen.
Please.
As I said, he is assuming that black people will not go pursue the full two-hour clip. And he purposefully extracted, he cut off, and you didn't hear the question that was asked of me. He's trying to present as if I was launching a defense of Hitler in Germany, when in fact, the question that was asked of me was pertaining to whether or not I believed that Hitler was whether or not I believed in nationalism, and that nationalism was bad. And what I responded to was that I do not believe that we should be characterizing Hitler as a nationalist. He was a homicidal, psychopathic maniac that killed his own people. A nationalist would not kill their own people. That is exactly what I was referring to in the clip, and he purposely wanted to give you a cut-up similar to what they do to Donald Trump to create a different narrative. That was unbelievably dishonest, and he did not allow me to respond to it, which is worrisome and should tell you a lot about where people are today in terms of trying to drum up narratives.
Let's hit pause for a minute. We're going to come back with more and get more passive take on this. Let me just say, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I had a chance to hire her. I got busy. We never got it done. I'm glad that she's at Turning Point USA. She's awesome. She's super sexy, super smart, has great integrity. No wonder they're so scared of her. And you know the whole story. I guess, Norm, you don't know this, even though she was your client when she was 15. I'll tell you about this when we come back. She was launching a social media network. It got popular right away. Democrats false flagged her, posed as racist again, manipulating her. She saw the IP addresses were the same people. Paul Watson learned about it, and that's what helped put her on the map. But they are really scared of her. Norm Pattis represented Candace Owens before and us now. We'll have the floor when we return. Then Paul Watson joins us to talk about Julian Assange, which is up next hour. So a perfect way to have Norm ride shotgun with myself and Paul Watson for a few segments straight ahead. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.